Hey there, everyone. Jamie with Sell for 1% Realtors here on June 4th to give you guys a market update. June 4th, 2026.
We are
As
just 3 days from celebrating a birthday.
and you guys have matching shirts on today. I appreciate
Yeah.
you color coordinating that for us.
I called Jay earlier, said black's the name for your
I missed
birthday.
the memo.
Old number 39. You know what? Number I wore at Centennial High School on the football team.
Take a wild guess that it was 39.
Ooh, you would be correct. So, how old do you think I feel with a son at 39? How old is that? Wasn't that like an old
It's
hee-haw thing?
old. It's old, trust me.
Only rich can feel my pain.
You don't want to know. You can't handle the truth.
Hopefully, you guys can impart some of your wisdom on our viewers at that age, some
Nah.
of your experiences.
Senility.
Talking about the mortgage industry, Rich. I know I for me myself, I've seen a little bit of an influx in buyer activity. I don't know if you're seeing the same or what's going on. I don't think mortgage interest rates have changed a whole heck of a lot, but seems like things are turning a little bit.
Yeah, rates pretty much status quo right now. We're 6.5 to 6.75 range. I locked a loan yesterday, and large down payment, 800 plus credit, but it was a higher loan amount. It was 600,000 loan amount on a 900,975 purchase. So the rate I had to lock at was 6.625. Had that same formula been a lower loan amount, maybe 150,000 or something like that, it probably would have been 6.5. And then if they had a little bit negative credit, we would be 6.67, 6.8. So we're right in that range, and that's where we've been for a long time, really. We did have some pressure pushing us up for a while. The 10-year Treasury was in the high 460s at one point. We're in the mid 440s now, so we seem to have stabilized a little bit, and that's kind of where we're rolling at this point. For people that are waiting around, I would say I do not see a five in front of these rates anytime in the near future, but I see series of events that could happen to put a seven in front of it. So there's no need to wait. If you need to act, I would say do it now. But for the most part, we're just staying status quo.
Very good. Yeah, and have you seen an influx in mortgage applications? I don't know if you've
That's kind of anecdotal. My business is chugging along like a normal June. I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe it's outside the norm. People, I do see, I guess I talk to people every day. People are more accepting of the rate right now than they were a year and a half or two ago. When you tell them the rate's 6 point, I told the person yesterday, locking your rate at 6.625. He was good. He understood it. Not, wow, that rate's high, man. Oh, wow. I don't know. Shop around or whatever. And, I think people are accepting the fact that rates are where they are. And if they've got to buy, they're going to buy. They're serious about it.
That's a good thing for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Especially for Jay Marinsky, who's working with the buyers, and Jay, who handles our sellers. So, and then Rich brings up I don't want to say the back end, but he brings in the loan money and makes it all happen. The one thing that I'm seeing, and Jay, you can talk about this. I've had two deals in the last couple of weeks that the appraisals have come in short. And so, are you seeing anything like that with your listings? No more than usual. A couple of them, but that's just normal stuff. So nothing that I mean, it happens this time of year too, and prices kind of balloon up. So no, I'm not really seeing a big influx of that.
Okay. Then I'm the odd man out.
Yeah,
I
I
think it's
haven't
because you
seen.
hoard all the good listings and then you get the crazy high prices and fast sales. I think that's what's
I
really going on here. Well, it's all part of the
haven't.
marketing and the advertising and the whole bit that it's a whole package that comes together, and we're all kind of using the same thing since we've all kind of learned from the same points. But like I say, I just interesting that I haven't had a short appraisal probably in a year. And then all of a sudden here in the last couple of weeks, I've had two, and it caused one of my deals to fall out because it was way short. I mean, now it was an interesting situation because this buyer was an FHA buyer who needed closing costs, and so we raised the price some to accommodate for the closing costs, but the appraisal came in for $7,000 less than our asking price. And then when you throw the closing costs in on top of that, we were way off. And the buyer didn't have any money. It's an FHA deal, so now, we're stuck with the appraisal for the next 90 days. But odds are that it'll be a conventional or a VA loan, or the seller would be okay with the FHA appraised price, but he just can't throw in another $7,000 of closing cost. And so, like I say, it's just interesting that just like I say, this time of the year, you would think you'd have a little more flexibility. And I haven't gone back to look at the appraisal to say, this is a $300 appraiser that's just pushing them through. So I don't know. It seemed a little odd to me. So that's my reason I raised the concern.
When it rains, it pours sometimes, and more than one appraisal falls short at a time. That's tough luck.
Have you had that problem,
It
Rich?
seems
Have you
like they
seen
come in
anything?
waves. I haven't seen a lot of short appraisals, no. We've been pretty lucky. But I agree with Jamie that I think it comes in waves. Like, it seems like, oh my gosh, it's happening now, and you start looking over your shoulder like that. But no, I haven't seen a whole lot. Nothing more than normal, just onesie-twosies.
Yeah, I'm trying not to put
That's
it
the
into
old
the universe.
Jason Barlow theory of life. Back when I was a wee lad and had to work at the Wendy's so I could take my car out on dates, Dad forced me to get a job to drive my own car around town. I
Terrible,
used to
terrible.
notice that whether it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 8 o'clock at night, 1:30, it wasn't just like the rush hour time, but when one car came through the drive-through, there was like 30 cars. And so what I started to do, if I wanted to go to White Castle to eat, I would think I'm going to go to Wendy's, and I would pull up and there'd be a line around the building at Wendy's and nobody at White Castle. So I was able to trick the universe into making the lines go to the opposite store. Now, when you get that schizo-brained, that's when you can become a successful real estate agent, when you start thinking like that. So maybe put out there, something different about your short appraisals, and you'll get a different result, Father. That would
That's
be
what
my wisdom.
I
Yeah,
don't know if he has the power you do, though.
you may not.
Yeah.
My
Well,
power level is pretty high.
you would think as you get older, your power, like in Harry Potter, should grow stronger. I think it actually starts to weaken. So.
Was thinking more like the evil emperor. That you feign not being strong and then you shock them all.
There you go. There you go. Just waddling around with my bad hip. Then all of a sudden, he's in a championship game of pickleball and beating everyone. So you never know. Now I do subscribe that if you put it into the
Keep
universe, so
dreaming.
I'll have to think about going to Wendy's when I'm really going to White Castle. and put that into the
Yep,
universe.
and you'll be amazed. There'll be no line when you pull up.
There you go. So I'm all in.
How to beat the lines. So for Rich, you need to think, I'm going to go to the not self checkout line, and then you'll have nobody there when you roll up your favorite self checkout.
Or I'm going to park in the pickup
I'm gonna park in the back of the
lane.
parking lot, and then when you
Yeah,
roll up, there'll be front row spots
be a
open.
front row spots.
Yep.
Oh, that's always a killer. Me and your mother went to a dinner downtown Delaware last week, and I just kind of, I actually, she said, take that spot. And it was a 3 4 minute walk down to the restaurant. It's like, I'm fine with that. And then we get down right in front of the restaurant was a parking spot. And so I said, if you hadn't been in such a hurry to park, we could have parked here. 'Cause she's always the one who wants to park, right in front of the place. So I'm surprised she's not the one in the pickup spot with you, Rich.
Yeah, my wife's the opposite. She just wants to pull in to the first available spot. She doesn't care about being close. She doesn't like, when I start looking for a close spot. So, seems like wives have opinions about what parking spots we take, from what I can
And
gather.
just like where I live, I don't care. As long as happy wife, happy life, all that bit. But I do try to park out at parking lots so people don't ding my car. And I've gotten to the point
Yeah.
now where I take pictures. Before I go into the store, take a picture of my car. There's nobody within 10 parking spots. And then I take a picture when I come out. And there's three or four cars around me. It's just like, maybe I'm putting
You
it into the universe. I don't want
need
anybody
to
to
be
find
one of those
me.
guys that parks. You got to park cat a corner,
Take
so
up
that
two
nobody can
spots.
park near you. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well,
But
that
who was
imagine a
that?
photo album of your car in a parking lot.
Yeah. Is that the was Mike Hopper who people would take up two spots? Did he have like chalk in his car or something? And when like outline,
Yeah, he would draw a line.
yeah,
Yeah.
you're taking up two
Yeah,
spots.
but see, that's a good example. He saw more people do that. He gets into more altercations than anyone I know because he's looking for it, and you find it. You got to think the opposite.
Well, he's packing all the time too, so he's okay.
That's
Well,
true. There's an old country song, looking for trouble in all the wrong places. So, but
But that was
anyways.
looking for love in all the wrong
I think that's
places.
true. I can say things like, hey, there's an old country song. Jamie and Jason have no clue. I get caught when Rich is around.
Yeah, Rich will call you on
Yeah,
it.
I just figured that you're
Rich.
wrong with about 85% of the things that you say.
Rich, mum's the word.
Google and ChatGPT were the worst things ever invented for dad stories.
Yeah, there you
Dave, what are
go.
you finding with the top tier gas these days?
Gas is down.
Any top tier gas update?
Yeah,
Yeah.
gas is down. I try to keep you guys updated. I had a special there at Speedway the other day on roller dogs. I think I sent you guys a picture. You got two
Here's
for
a
one or
question for
something.
you.
Yeah, and so,
When did they
yeah,
start?
go ahead.
Go ahead, talk about your roller dogs.
No, I'm just gas is down to about 434. On average, it looks like to me. So, and then your 87 at Speedway the other day I saw was at 404 or something. So,
It seemed to
even
have bounced
less.
back up.
Yeah, it just depends on
The
what's going on. But I am
here's
happy to
one of my
see it down about
questions.
70
When did
cents.
they start putting ethanol? When did they start putting ethanol into the mix? How long has that been a thing?
That's a good question.
I don't
I
know,
would
but it's
say,
definitely something.
like 20 years ago, maybe longer.
The thing that I find interesting is I go to Rich's Sheets and I go to the end pumps now where the red handles are and where they have like the no ethanol mix.
Right.
That gas is like $6 a gallon.
Yeah.
And so it makes me wonder like
Is that just another way to hide all this inflation? Is we just give you poor quality product
Just
and we're,
pour some ethanol
ask
into it
some
and cheapen the
gasoline for
price.
$4.50 and it's half corn? I mean, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I mean, and that's one thing that I will say about home buyers. I got one right now in particular that is wise to this, where he's like, I don't want a new build. I don't want a house that's just kind of been slapped together with the cheapest possible lumber and the cheapest possible products. And, you know, like we joke all the time about, oh, this is when wood was real wood. You know, like you go to like a house in German Village and try and carry that lumber out of that house. It's extremely heavy versus today, you know, you can get a 2x6 and one person can carry it around on their shoulder. It's like I said, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. We get the kids these the cereal, was it Cocoa Pebbles? They call it chocolate pebbles. And the family size is a normal size of cereal. There is no more like jumbo boxes. And it's like $7. It's crazy.
You need to go to Costco and get the
And then we look at
mega
pending
box.
prices on home sales and wonder why they're all $450,000.
So here's a
Madness.
crazy stat for you. According to Perplexity, ethanol has been blended into fuel in the US since the 1920s.
That's crazy. Well, there you go. Then this
Wow.
delete everything I just said.
Yeah. When
So,
did it become federally mandated?
Says for the modern era, widespread gasoline blending, the big shift happened in the 70s and 1980s when commercial alcohol blended fuels, starting in 1979, and ethanol first uses gasoline oxygenate in 1988. But Standard Oil, old John Paul Getty, started in 1920. So
Well, it
there you
became
go.
federally mandated in 2005. But it's,
Mandated.
yeah, it
So how do
sounds
you
like
laws
way with the,
dramatically increase ethanol use? The Energy Policy Act of 2005 and the Energy Independence Act of 2007.
we can't even blame it on
You can't blame it on it,
Obama.
you know. I know that we used to have a agent, Bob, oh shoot, what was his name? That his father-in-law was one of the Perrys. I don't remember if it was Gaylord or the other brother, pitchers in the major leagues. And they were investing in ethanol gasoline plants here in Ohio. And I always thought that was kind of interesting. So.
Well, I think we've about run our course here on real estate info, unless anybody has anything else to add.
I got lots of things that we didn't get the weekly update
5,000,
from Jada Baum.
there
There
we
we
go.
go. 5,127 houses available in the Columbus metro area. Inventory continues to climb. Forget the deadline we set, but I had a bet we would get over 6,000. And I really think if we didn't have all this stuff with Iran and ceasefire that we would be up there. But I will say that if in the ceasefire, I mean, I'm hearing people at like the pool talking about ceasefires. I mean, it's definitely out there into the public sphere, and I guess obviously, right? But I mean, like I'm hearing like moms talk about, oh, they've been trying to get a ceasefire for 2 months now. If things were as bad as what the negative headlines read, the T-note, the treasury that Rich is talking about would be up in like the 500s. We'd have a 7 in front of interest rates. Gas would be $6 a gallon. So I think that the people that are in the know and not the ones that are reading the headlines or watching the 24-hour cable news channels, I think that we're probably closer to a deal than what, you know, the editors of the newspapers and TV stations want you to believe. I don't think it's as negative as everyone makes it out to be. Because if it was, these investors would be, like I said, the prices would be a lot higher than what they are. So I don't think it's as bad as what it's portrayed to be. Maybe I'm kind of like Rich. I'm just like in my little bubble, you know, doing my thing, having a typical June. selling houses. And then something that Jamie mentioned earlier with the home sales and more buyers, the pending sales right now are, I mean, got probably 1,000 higher than they were this time last year, which is higher than 2023, 2022. So we have way more pending home sales right now. And that's nationwide, but also that the numbers I'm citing are in Columbus. And so the one thing that is also interesting on these charts that I cannot share with you because Dad, the host, has disabled screen sharing
I can make
is
you I can share with you.
on the median price, Dad, we're lower than where we were in 2024 and 2023, but we are just now starting to inch above where we were in 2025. Normally that happens in like April, May. We're a little
You
bit
can
late.
share.
We're a little bit late to get there. So when you talk about your appraisals being short, well, they're only looking back 6 months or 12 months. There's not going to be a lot of comps that support the value right now. So maybe that is something to watch for, is more short appraisals. I mean, that's going to be a natural byproduct of prices going above where they were last year. So that's all I've got. Market's pretty strong for sellers. 2024 would have been a little bit better, but it's really not bad at all here in 2026.
No, and I think that, people are, again, we talk about the new norm. And I think that Rich at that 6.5% is kind of the new norm. Just rates are just kind of sitting there. Jay, I don't, and we could probably go to next April on your 6,000 active listings. I don't know that we would be there even if interest rates were still in the. I think if interest rates were less, like in the high fives, that you would have less inventory because I think there would be more buyers in the market as a result of lower interest rates. And so they would be pulling those listings off. I don't think that sellers are waiting for interest rates to drop. I mean, one of the things that we're starting to see, like you talked about last week, is the golden handcuffs where, people are just in life-changing situations, whether it be a job, whether it be empty nester, whether it be, moving, to town, parents, as we start to head towards August with Ohio State, coming into town to buy, property for their kids to live in versus renting. I mean, there's all these life events that happen, having a new kid, have to upgrade, the house, so on and so forth. So I think that those buyers are still buying. And, we know that MORPC last year, maybe a year and a half ago now, had a report out that said, over the next 20 to 25 years, there's going to be another 750,000 people move into Columbus. And so, we're getting 25, 30,000 people a year moving to Columbus. And that's putting pressure on inventory levels. Those people are buying houses or they're, it seems like every corner, they're putting up 3 and 4 story apartment buildings. And I don't think they're having any trouble renting those places. So I think real estate's good. You and I talked about this the other day, Jay, that when I got into the business 27 years ago, real estate was good. And average sales price was like 112,000. I don't know if you can look real quick, but I think average sales price now is right at $400,000. And
What year was that?
1998. And the average, commission check is way up, which is what, our sell for 1%, concept is that, housing has gone way up, but most agents still want to charge 6%. And so, it's a big difference from 2012 at the bottom of the foreclosure crisis, when the average home sale in Columbus had dropped to $157,000, I think was the number. And now it's close to 400,000, and our average sales price is higher than
Excuse
that
me.
because people like the concept of saving money when selling their home. So, we have a number of $700-800 million homes, in our inventory right now, because you're talking about, as my dad used to say, now you're talking about real money. You save 2-3% on $1 million, that's $20,000-$30,000. I just closed a house over in Granville, $1 million. And those people saved, $30,000 in commissions. That's real money. Even $3,000 or $4,000, on a $200,000 house, you're going to save at least six, maybe more. And so that's real money. And so, long story short is that I think the market will continue to plug along. We're going to have ebbs and flows like everything else, but I'm happy to hear Rich is busy. James, you're busy. Jason's busy. I'm as busy as I want to be. And so life is good. Put that into the universe. Life is good.
Cocoa Pebbles has
That
gone up
means life will be bad.
92%. Cocoa Pebbles has gone up 92% since 1998.
Okay.
So put that into the universe.
Yeah,
We're
but
doing
you're.
Cocoa Pebble trackers now. Instead of Big Mac trackers,
So
it's the
what was the
Cocoa
price of
Pebble
Cocoa
tracker.
Pebbles in 1998?
The price of Cocoa Pebbles in 1998 was $2.75. It is now $5.50 after inflation today.
Okay.
Real estate has in Columbus has gone up about 170% since 1998.
So it's outpaced Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, and real estate also during recessions, it's outpaced inflation. Real estate typically during
Good.
recessionary times also does very well and outpaces inflation. The biggest key is wages have to keep pace. And right now they seem to be, so that's a good sign. But if wages go stagnant, well then houses can't keep going up at this clip either. So, and that's why I think, there's that meme online about boomers and their houses they bought for $2.50 that, you guys, feel wealthier because even though groceries are higher, you're looking at your real estate values balloon up. And so everyone feels wealthier. So it's an interesting dynamic.
I feel wealthy because I know you.
I was going to say, I feel wealthy
And you're
because you're
rich.
my dad, and Jamie's my brother, and Rich is my go-to lender over at Highlands Mortgage. And if you want to be a part of the family, just keep in mind, even though Cocoa Pebbles has gone up 92%, our commission is still 1%.
It's
We will
dropped
save you 10s of
66%.
thousands of dollars in commissions. If you have any questions, leave them in the comment section below. Like and subscribe. Like if you like my Cocoa Pebble math, and subscribe if you like Dad's boomer math, and we'll see who wins. Thank you for watching, everybody. For
And by the way,
Jamie, for Dave, for Rich, and the whole gang, so long.